Ongoing training and support is important when implementing a practice in your school, because although how to administer a test or how to conduct a small group tutoring program may seem like it's laid out clearly in a manual, it's often not as easy as you think for personnel in your school to read the manual, be clear on what the directions say, and implement the tool in the way it's been designed to use. In addition, even when you do a good job of initially training people to use practices as they've been designed to be used, sometimes there's drift. And a tester or a tutor can begin to use a program in ways that it was not designed to be used. Then what we see is effects in your school being different from the effects that we think we can expect based on the research studies that are out there. So schools need to do a good job of thoroughly training the personnel in their schools to use procedures correctly in the first place, and then continuing to monitor and supervise how people are using practices to make sure that there isn't drift over time away from the way that the procedures were designed to be used.